Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Mark Cox Shortlist. Brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eggers.com.
This is a blue-collar boom.
The Democratic Party is a center or center-conservative party.
You only arrest for the purpose of dealing with a felony that's committed, and I don't count drunk driving as a felony.
I think your viewers are entitled to hear my argument without two bullies jumping on everything I say.
What better than a violent protest to justify immediate gun confiscation? You can imagine, actually, that some of the press already had tomorrow's columns pre-written.
How many times do I have to prove a man is a liar before he isn't featured any longer as the main witness for all you people in the press?
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my false setup.
Bad and bougie.
Speaker Tim Jones joining us this morning. And Tim, just what a week we've got facing us here with this whole impeachment mess starting at about 12:30 this afternoon.
Absolutely, Mark. You know, it's happy impeachment week, which means it's just another week for the Democratic Party. I mean, I've been reminding a lot of people about this over the last few weeks. You go back to January of 2017, and what happened that month? Well, President Donald J. Trump took the oath of office, and on that very day, on January 20th, that afternoon, you know, the ink wasn't even dry on Donald Trump's signature on the oath, and the Washington Post was declaring that the impeachment of the president has begun. That was their headline.
That's right.
That afternoon. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, and everybody seems to want to forget that now in the liberal media. You know, last week CNN about had an absolute meltdown when Martha McSally, the senator from Arizona, called them what they are, liberal hacks. You know, they were surprised to learn that last week. You know, they couldn't stand it. So, Mark, my question is for the Democrats, seeing how Mitch McConnell is decided that we're going to finally wrap this mess up as quickly as possible, because it is an absolute waste of time. You know, Chuckie Schumer, who complains about everything, is now complaining and whining about the fact that Mitch McConnell is going to make him work overtime for once over the last 3 years for the American people and wrap this thing up. They're upset, Mark, because the entire fraud, the entire farce, it's coming to an end. And so the question is, what are they going to do for the rest of the year? You know, this is a very important election year. They made all these promises to the American people of things they would do if they took back the House or the Senate. Well, they've had the House now for going on 13 months, entering their 14th month, and all they've done is pretty much hate on the president.
These people are insane, Tim, and here's more evidence of it. You know, for the 10 years that I've been on this radio station, I've been warning people where the left wing of the Democratic Party is going. That the left wing of the Democratic Party now leads the race for president between Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. If you add their numbers up, they're leading Joe Biden. So we know that's happening. And then yesterday, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez absolutely verbalizes everything I've been warning you about with the Democratic Party. Go to cut number five, please.
The Democratic Party is not a left party. The Democratic Party is a center or center conservative party.
Yeah. Not left enough for her, Tim. Far too left for me. But the Democratic Party is now a center conservative party. Did you know that?
Mark, and I think she's right as far as the establishment of the Democratic Party. And that her statement right there should terrify every single American, Democrat, Independent, or Republican, who cares about how and why this nation was founded and its foundational principles, which were nothing more than economic freedom and religious liberty. Now, the nation stood for many other great things, and yes, we've had our struggles. We've had our crises. We have had major issues we've had to deal with as a nation. We celebrated one of the great people yesterday, Martin Luther King Jr., who pointed out that, you know, all people should be free regardless of the color of their skin. We should judge them on the content of their character. So we've had our issues. But, Mark, you know what? One of our famous founding fathers said, you know, it's about democracy. You know, it's an absolute complete mess, but it's the best form of government we have. And
right.
So we should celebrate that. Ocasio-Cortez, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders are the heart and soul of today's Democratic Party. What you just said earlier, Mark, should be highlighted, underscored, and circled, because it's absolutely true. That's where that party has gone. They're trying to keep themselves from completely falling off the left-wing abyss by dragging Joe Biden across the finish line. You can see the desperation. And I think it's absolutely true. I know you've talked about this. I've mentioned this. The reason we now know the reason Nancy Pelosi held those articles for 30 days, it wasn't to try to get any leverage over Mitch McConnell, because she's gotten no leverage over Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is not doing anything that Nancy Pelosi begged and pleaded for regarding extra witnesses and extra documents. If they need that, they'll get to that down the line. What she did that for, Mark, was so she could put Senator Klobuchar, Senator Warren, and Senator Sanders' butts in those chairs up in the U.S. Senate for a couple weeks and out of Iowa and New Hampshire to give Joe Biden some sort of thumb on the scale advantage, just like they did last year with Hillary Clinton with the superdelegates. The party is going far left, but they know that the electorate in the United States of America is not there. They will not elect a Warren. They will not elect a Sanders. Maybe they can fool everybody one more time with good old Uncle Joe, and that is exactly where they have gone. But make no mistake about it, Mark, you're absolutely right. This party, after Joe Biden, I'm not sure what happens to it. Because I don't think the American people are ready for socialism on steroids.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And I want to turn to the gun rally yesterday in Virginia. I want you to listen to this protester out there calling out the governor. Go to cut number 12, please.
They want to liken this to Charlottesville, and they want to anticipate crime and violence. But these are peaceful people who come around with their weapons, and they're showing up here to send one message, and that is a message of unity. This government thinks this is just white people, just a few black people. There are people here who are united from the hills, from the mountains, from the valleys, and the message is one message, and that is that we want the Second Amendment to remain intact.
Thank you. That was Chuck Smith. He was one of the many African Americans who showed up to protect his Second Amendment rights in Richmond. And the media, Tim, had it all wrong as usual. They wanted you to believe that because people were showing up with guns, there were going to be problems. They forgot these are law-abiding citizens. They don't break the law.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. I'm so glad you brought this up because, you know, Mark, I think what we learned yesterday was the only racist for sure in Richmond was sitting in the governor's mansion yesterday,
yeah,
wasn't he?
That's
right?
For sure.
That's the only racist we know for sure was in Richmond, because the people that I saw, that you saw, that you just played right there, were all sorts of people. And hardly any of them, fit the narrative of the left. Boy, they were really hoping to kick off 2020. The liberal media was. They were really hoping to kick off 2020 with another epic story of fake news that they could try to pull the wool over the eyes of the American people. They were beyond hoping, dreaming, wishing that there was going to be some sort of tragedy yesterday. How sad is that? That they not only misreport the narrative, they not only purposefully omit the narrative, they were hoping
right
for a narrative that they could push yesterday, to the point where you probably talked about this, and you know, an NBC reporter by the name of Ben Collins, he tweeted out something along the lines of, "Well, get ready for the white nationalist rally tomorrow." I mean, they even termed it something that it was not. These were people from all over the state of Virginia, men, women, white people, black people, people of all sorts of color, creed, code, who said, you know, we actually understand the Constitution. Maybe these Virginia Democrats don't, but we understand that the Second Amendment secures the First Amendment and all of our other amendments, and that's why the Founding Fathers put it in there. And there's going to be a major backlash this November for people who want to continue to protect our constitutional rights, no more, no less. That's why I think we're headed for a Trump 2020 landslide. And maybe this will be a message to the Democratic Party moving forward.
Yep. Couldn't agree more. Tim, good stuff as usual. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.